It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
That swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
A huge win for the Oakland Athletics today with the port. The BCDC vote goes the A's way, and the journey to a new ballpark at Howard Terminal lives on. All great news. Hopefully the A's can get a victory against the Seattle Mariners tonight. That'll be two victories for this great organization, as the A's will start a four-game set up at beautiful T-Mobile Park. And Ken Korak, I can't wait to hear your voice. How are you? We've missed you.
What's up, man? Thank you. I appreciate that. It's great to be up here, and the weather is perfect tonight.
So, are we going to have a rare roof open there at T-Mobile?
It's not rare this time of year, honestly, Tony. So it's perfect. I mean, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's blue skies. So the roof is open, and I would think it'd be open all night.
I know how much A's fans mean to you. When you heard that the vote today went the A's way, what did that mean to you?
I'm sorry, Chris. I was talking to our engineer. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I was just asking. I just said, hey, I know how much this organization, how much this fan base means to you. When you heard about the vote today, how'd you feel?
I was following it. I actually texted with Dave Cavill as soon as the vote came in, and it's a great step. And I know that everybody associated with the club is excited today. It doesn't mean we're at the finish line, but it means that the A's are closer than they've ever been. And, you know, I think for the fan base, it was a much-needed win, Chris. So I understand the enthusiasm, and it's warranted.
Yeah, because we're going to follow this thing step by step, and you know, that's the one thing I was worried about. But as we got closer, everybody talked about, yeah, this is going to be a slam dunk. But if it ended up being a no vote, I don't know what we would say. I don't know how we would do A's Cast Live or how we do a segment like this. I'm just thankful we don't have to worry about that.
And it was 23-2, right? So that was pretty resounding as well, Chris. So, you know, it's a great step in the right direction. I know that there are many rivers to cross, so to speak, the rest of the way. But man, it's a great step in the right direction.
I'm excited tonight to see Adrian Martinez again. It's been a long time since May and that double dip against the Tigers and that second game of the series where he got the victory. But I got to tell you, sinker, slider, change, threw them all on all different counts. He was interesting to watch. And I'm looking forward to tonight seeing him again. How about you?
Well, the thing about that start was he threw 10 pitches in a 1-2-3 first inning. And he came right out and throwing strikes with his fastball. He has a good sinker. And that's the thing that I think impressed the A's the most about that game. Major league debut, and he acted like he pitched in the big leagues for 5 or 6 years. So we've talked a lot about young pitchers who come up, Chris. They don't trust their stuff. They nibble around. They try to work the fringes of the strike zone, but he didn't do that. He came out, he established his fastball, and he was aggressive right from the start. It was impressive.
You know, with Pache going back down, I had talked about it for a while. Like, you know, get him back down there, let him get some confidence, get some wins underneath his belt down there with a couple home runs, you know? And they kept him up here, and the struggle continued. I'm just hoping, and tell me what you think about him going down there and kind of recapturing some fun and doing well.
Well, I think that they gave him every shot too, Chris. I mean, he can't, and Mark Conte said he was great when he was informed that he was going down. He got almost 3 months and 200 at-bats, so he got a great opportunity. And I think it really boils down to the strike zone command, and he's not alone in that, Chris. And we talk about the recognition of the slider, the outside slider from a right-handed pitcher with Mark Kotze on the pregame show today, Chris, and that's an oversimplification. But strike zone command, he's not the first person who's dealt with that. But he's a hard worker, and he never took his offense and the struggles out on the field defensively. He's a great center fielder. We know that. And so I think he has a chance to go build his confidence in a much less pressurized situation. I'm sure you agree with that. You just don't have the scrutiny that you have in the big leagues every single day. And the what you're doing, the numbers, sure, you want to perform well, and the batting average means a lot even in the minor leagues. But I think he can play with a little less pressure down there, Chris, and maybe that'll help his confidence.
No doubt about it. Great to have you back, and I'll talk to you after the ballgame.
Thanks, buddy.
The great Ken Korak. Up next, Dave Sims, the voice of the Mariners, next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Hey, A's fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get 4 tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. 4 tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
This is A's Total Access.
Dave Sims, one of the top broadcasters in our game. He's been doing the Mariners for years. He's done a lot of sports. We caught up with him on A's Cast Live, and we were having a little joke with him, like, are you okay? Is everybody okay after that brawl with the Angels?
Dude, that is now so old news. Now the bad news is we got to deal with suspensions when JP starts first of his 4 days starts tonight. So, I've already forgotten most of that. I mean, it was pretty stupid, to be honest with you. We weren't trying to hit Trout. Trout killed us, but we weren't trying to hit him. And Eric Swanson pitches at the top of the zone with his fastball.
Yeah.
Got away, went behind Trout, yada, yada, yada. John Boy. Got to give credit to John Boy, man. They did a great job putting that whole piece together.
Yeah, because, for a team, you start looking at the Angels and where they are on the season and after that losing streak. I mean, Seattle, you still want to think you got a puncher's chance in this thing. And the last thing is you want to have a couple guys suspended. And I know Rodriguez is only 2 games, but this kid's absolutely electric.
No, he's the real deal. He is going to be fun to watch for a lot of years. I always say he has the enthusiasm of the two dudes that wore 24, Mr. Mays, Mr. Griffey, and number 21, Mr. Clemente. Those are three raves right there. That's big time praise for sure.
You know, when you see him, we've every single time we've seen him, he's hitting home runs to right center. He's hitting home runs to left. Just kind of give us a scouting report on his entire game.
Well, you just mentioned. I mean, he does everything. He does everything at a high level. He's a fast runner. He's a base stealer. 19 out of 22. He's got a plus arm. Covers gap to gap. He's got everything you could ever want. And you know, it's must see TV. You know, when he comes to play, it's real. I mean, there's no heavy thinking on this. The kid's a great player already.
And when I think about getting back into this race, because it's going to be really tough if you don't win your division, because how good the East is this year, what really needs to happen for the Mariners to get back on pace and get in this thing?
Well, we're going to start scoring some freaking runs. I mean, we are, 12th in runs per game at 3.97. Then they're going to cut it. I mean, they got to get up to at least five. Our starting pitching the last 24-25 games has been fabulous. But the offense is not matching that output. So I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, now with the suspensions coming, and that'll probably last at least about a week, 10 days. I mean, there's guys going to get opportunities, and they're going to have to flat-out hit. End of story.
Well, then the other thing that I've seen looking at you guys, you got to get better at home also.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Yeah, 17 and 19 is not going to cut it. So that's freaky night. Season's not over right now. So, you know, it's the nature of baseball. And you got room for improvement. You know, hopefully we made a miracle run late last year. We got a little bit more time to get things tightened up here right now. So we'll see what happens.
So with the A's coming to town, and obviously our ball club is in shambles, worst month that the Oakland A's have ever had. You know, when you look at this series, how does Seattle have to view this? Do they have to view this for sure 3 out of 4, if not a sweep?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not going to get guys to say that, but that's the way he definitely, clearly, given looking at the numbers, and given the fact that the A's came in here last month and everybody was like, oh, there's 3 we're going to get, and we're out of losing 2 out of 3. Yeah, that's the only way you can think. I mean, you got a team that's down, you got to kick them. I've been on both ends. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with here.
Well, and you got the right guy leading off the series. Just talk about how hot Logan Gilbert has been, and when he pitches, the Mariners win.
Yeah, he's got plus-plus stuff every, and, you know, starting with his demeanor. You know, he's fearless, he's a young kid. He's got good stuff. He can adjust on the fly. He and Cal Raleigh, the catcher, it's a great relationship. He gets, you know, just a touch out of line or out of sync, Cal's able to figure it out and get him back in. So, and he's becoming an ace. I mean, Robbie Ray's been on fire, too. Yeah, like I said, the starting pitching's been phenomenal the last 25 games. Just got to get the offense to pick it up.
Yeah, I was doing a show with Dave Stewart, and obviously Stu had been around Robbie Ray, and, you know, it was like, he's got to get better. He will be better. Just what have you seen from the start? You know, you switch teams, you come over as a free agent. Just talk about what you saw in the beginning and what you see now with Robbie Ray.
Well, the difference right now is the two-seamer, which he can sink. He can sink it into in the right-handers at their back foot. That's been very effective. He's got, you know, the fastball and the slider. And adding that third pitch, he did that a few weeks ago against Boston. Like, all of a sudden, yeah, they were all over swinging at the first, second pitch. He's added that pitch in, the last 27 innings. He's given up hardly any runs right in front of me, but it's phenomenal. Something like, I don't know, he's got a 20, 29 strikeouts. He's given up like 3-4 hits and like 2-3 runs during that time. He's figured some things out, and he is a guy that has set a really good example for the ball club and rest in terms of work ethic and studying and looking at videotape and talking to analytics boys. It's going really well.
You know, one thing we've always talked about in Oakland is you got to force Billy Bean and David Force to be guys to go out and make moves at the deadline. You got to give them a reason to do it. Obviously, this year, everybody's going to be looking at pitching. They're going to be looking at Frankie Montas. But when you talk Jerry Dipoto up there and the Pacific Northwest, as you mentioned, you may need help offensively. Do you think that where the team is and what do they need to do to make Jerry say, yes, we're going to be players, yes, we need to get more bats by the deadline?
I think the surprise would be if he doesn't do that. I fully expect something, at least a move to be made along those lines. we'll see what it's going to be. But he's generally been pretty aggressive and very proactive. So the story will be if he doesn't do anything.
Dave Sims from the Seattle Mariners. Up next, a very special interview. Brian Johansson, he's one of the owners of Last Dive Bar. They're one of our sponsors, lastdivebar.com. You see the shirts that I wear, whether it's on AceCast Live or on NBC Sports California. Same thing with Cody. They've got unbelievable A's gear. Lastdivebar.com. Check them out. They got a special going right now. And we're talking Last Dive Bar next, right here. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Where did I put that? Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation.
This is Casita Dreams.
He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th. How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back. Jessica Kleinschmidt here as A's Total Access continues. I'm joined by a very prominent member of the A's community. He will be very blushy when I mention that, but a very well-known A's fan, Brian Johansson. You guys might know him as one of the brains behind the Last Dive Bar, a huge partner of A's Cast. So Brian, thanks for joining me today.
Wow. So I am blushing, and thank you so much, Jess. That was quite the intro, I must say.
I wish I had more words to put it into, and I'm not just saying that because I have you on. You've been unbelievable to me, and not just in my career, but just as a friend, and I just wanted to say thank you. I probably should have saved that for the end, but whatever. We're doing it now. But I'm going to continue the blushing, because before I get into everything you're doing for the A's Community Fund and everything else, you popped on my radar as, quite frankly, this insane left field bleachers guy who was always creating these amazing signs, but I don't think I've ever met anybody who loves Ramon Laureano more than you. So tell me more about your fandom for our outfielder.
Yeah. So to clarify, there's a few people. His mother is definitely one. I mean, she loves Ramon to death, and he loves her. And so, I mean, he sparked the whole brawl against the Astros a few years ago as a result of it. So definitely I want to put that out there. But, you know, so it all started with his walk-off first hit, you know, that double against the wall. I just saw something in him that was just so refreshing to see from a baseball player. I mean, that guy is 120% just tunnel vision when it comes to baseball. Nothing else matters like in the world except baseball. So to go to a game or watch a game and then see a player just exude so much just willingness to play the game and play it so hard. I just gravitated towards that energy. And, you know, I never was a banner guy. And so he basically was the player that kind of got me over that threshold of saying, hey, let me try to make a banner. And I did that in 2019. And the banner, you know, came out pretty good to where, you know, Ramon and the A's brought me onto the field actually on my birthday in 2019. And he actually signed that first banner I made of him.
Yeah. And I saw him recently and I feel like he lights up when he sees you as well. And I think it's so cool. And I'm right there with you. You want to talk about a full-on player. If I ever played in the league, I would either want to be Ramon or have a guy like that on my team. And there's just no nonsense with him. He just works so hard. So I'm right there with you. Now with these banners during the pandemic season, Dave Cavill, A's president, wanted to make sure that your presence was still there. And that meant the left field bleachers, the right field bleachers, these signs that every single player that's ever played in the Coliseum's outfield has seen. So talk to me about how important was it to bring these signs back? Because Cavill let you guys come back and bring some of that signage during the 2020 season.
Yeah, he sure did. And also in the 2021 season as well, because we still kind of had that COVID thing there. So banners would go up. And they would have to pretty much stay there. However, they would let us kind of swap them out. But we had to coordinate with the team and their officials and be respectful and mindful of the protocols in place. And so actually, George and the Oakland 68s and Jenny from left field. So they basically coordinated a lot with Dave Cavill and also, Renetti as well. And to allow us to come in there and put those up. And it was an honor to even be a part of that. There was only literally, I think I want to say eight of us that were allowed in there, and literally were the only people other than the ones putting up the cardboard cutouts that were in the entire stadium. We had to sign waivers. We had to, it was literally putting up banners in a pandemic. But it was great because banners is a way to show our appreciation, not only for the players, the team, the nostalgia of things that are so Oakland A's, but also moments that have happened just in the seasons as well. And both left field and right field, we try to capture those moments and put them on vinyl or put them on sheets or put them on whatever and literally hanging on those Coliseum rails, and we take great pride in what we do and the relationship we have with the players, even if nothing said. Like Jed Lowry, I'm kind of going off topic, but Jed Lowry wanted his banner, never mentioned anything about his banner, and literally reached out to us and said, I want that banner hanging up. And so we printed him a new one and gave him a fresh one because that one was pretty dirty that was hanging up.
Right. When Jed Lowry asks for something, you go along with it. That's really cool. That's a really huge compliment coming from a veteran like that. And, I've talked to many players, current and former, about the presence that the bleachers have. Christian Pache recently lit up when he was talking about all the love y'all gave him, obviously for a new guy so early on. Ryan Sweeney, he was on the show recently. And of course, Eric Burns remembers everybody out there very, very well. And I love that it's been the same over time, no matter what year it was, no matter what the record was, it's stayed the same. Can you try to define what the outfield bleachers are for someone who may not attend a lot of A's games?
It's an event out there. And it was like that when I was a kid looking up in those bleachers and seeing the guys in the 80s, having the Henduland banner, the Bad Boys Club. They had a banner, a famous one out there that said, do the wave, go to jail. And,
but I need that sign.
And so the irony about that whole situation is Crazy George was the one that invented the wave, right? And literally we have banners that said, do the wave, go to jail. So there's so much funny stuff. We're always collaborating on stuff we do. If you look up there at right field, they have chants for every player. They have chants for every moment, like within the game. And so people are so attached to the game, but yet so attached to what's going on within the organization and the past and everything, and just celebrating that almost in every game. And so even so much that, this year, obviously, the record it's not what we want it to be, but like we're making the most of it. We're having Friday night theme nights We're going to Party City. We're buying all this, you know, decorations. We're getting in costume, and we're making banners that reflect whatever the theme that we're having, or if, you know, the theme already exists that the A's have in place, we just go on top of that and then just try to go all out with what we're doing and celebrate the occasion.
Brian, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Jessica, and thank you, A's Cast.
Vince Catronio has you next as A's Total Access continues.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Red, white, blue, and baseball too. You won't want to miss 4th of July fireworks after the A's game on July 4th.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that?
Come see your A's take on the Toronto Blue Jays, then head down to the field to watch the post-game fireworks show. Tickets start at just $15. Find your seats at athletics.com. Don't miss the A's July 4th post-game fireworks show presented by 7-Up.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time-of-use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
This is A's Total Access.
The A's have reached the final leg of their three-city road trip. It's game one of a four-game series with the Mariners, and we're with their manager, Scott Servais. And, Scott, it's a tough stretch right now for your club because of the things that happened with Anaheim. You're playing short tonight with J.P. Crawford. Your club is trying to get back to a point where you can be where you were last year. What's the challenge right now in the next couple of weeks?
Oh, we certainly, all teams have adversity they have to overcome, whether it's injuries, and in our case, we've got injuries plus a couple suspensions on top of it. J.P. Crawford, you know, we were in a tough situation last Sunday over in Anaheim, and things got out of hand, which was not good for baseball. But, you know, a few of our players are going to pay the price on that. So J.P. Crawford will be out here for the A's series. We'll put Dylan Moore in at shortstop, and Dylan will do a fine job for us, but it's not like having your regular guy out there. So, again, we got to overcome it. That's just where we're at.
What did you see last year from your club to make the great run that you did in the second half? Some of the couple of sparks that you're hoping can be created for your team this year.
Yeah, we played a ton of close games last year, just like we have this year. The key for us last year was really our bullpen. Our bullpen was locked down, and I think anytime you're in those tight games or you get the one-run lead late, you put those guys out there, and they were just, you know, turning it over to the next guy. It really became a nice group out there. We're starting to get that going again in our bullpen, which hopefully will carry over. I know A's fans don't want to hear it, but that's where we're at. So our pitching's been very consistent for us, our starting and our bullpen here over the last month or so. We're playing better baseball. We need a little bit more offense. That's probably the one thing that's hurt us this year.
Scott, the A's are waiting on arms that they acquired during various times in spring training from other organizations, young arms that are trying to get to the big leagues. You've gotten young arms to the big leagues with George Kirby and Logan Gilbert. What is that process like? What made it work for the Mariners in the manner that it did with those two arms?
Well, they're two very talented guys, and you know, guys that were first-round draft choices for us, but understanding they had some things to work on throughout the minor league level, and both those guys have made major adjustments once they've gotten to the big leagues. I think with the velocity they have and the breaking balls they had, they kind of blew through the minor leagues, and then they get to the big leagues and realize, oh, wait a second, I need a third pitch, or in some cases, I've got to change the shape of my pitches a little bit, and both those kids have been able to do it on the fly here at the big league level, and they've had some success. They're still learning. they're still young, but they got a ton of upside because they have got really good stuff and they're really smart. So excited about our future with those two. And then we have a nice group of starting pitchers. We've got some veteran guys, we've got the two young kids, and everybody's really working well together.
Coming out of the melee with Anaheim and you take 2 out of 3 from the Orioles, what was important about getting that series win?
Well, Baltimore's playing very good. You know, their record, a very similar record to what we have right now. Their bullpen has come together, and they've got a really scrappy group of position players that are swinging the bat well. So I was happy to get the series win after they took it to us in game one of that series. Our guys bounced back well. But, you know, they're an underrated club. They play in a very tough, you know, American League East, and they've gotten a lot better. So, again, just trying to win series at this point and take it from there.
With 3 home runs against the Athletics, the A's have seen plenty of Julio Rodriguez, and knowing what he potentially can be, a superstar in waiting for an organization that's had a Griffey and an A-Rod. What have you seen in his development and seeing him in the big leagues, how he's been able to kind of get out there and play the game that makes him who he is?
Yeah, at 21 years old, it's pretty special to watch him and to see what he's doing at this level. You know, he got off to a little bit of a shaky start in April, but to his credit, he didn't waver. He stayed with his game. He didn't go in the batting cage and try to tinker with a bunch of stuff or change his approach. He just kept going out there and playing, and things started to happen for him. Super talented kid, but what even sticks out more for me, he's a really smart kid, and his grasp of the English language is really, really good. He just has an engaging way about him with his teammates, with our fan base, and it certainly helps when you're playing the way he's playing. I think he's one of the best young players in the game right now.
With the Astros playing as well as they are, leading the American League West, and a very talented team as they showed in their series against the Yankees and the Mets, and knowing there's the extra wild card and your club is 5.5 out of that, do you look at it that way, or just simply play today and worry about where that is when the time presents itself?
Yeah, we really have to focus on where we're at here. Obviously, a big series here with the A's, you know, finishing up our homestand before we go back out on the road. So, you know, I don't think you can really look at it until you get to 500. We're still below 500 club. We've got work to do. We've got some adversity to overcome. So we've got plenty on our plate. Now worry about that other stuff once we get on the other side of the All-Star break.
Scott, you've seen the A's over the course of the years. You've seen them a very talented team, a veteran team, and this is certainly a year of transition. But there's something about when you face the team with the white shoes, they do things that make it a challenge to win, and they certainly compete. What's been your view from this dugout watching the way the A's have performed?
Well, certainly it's a different lineup out there this year than what they've had in years, in most recent years, you know, when they made some trades and whatnot. I will say about the group they have, it's a bunch of young guys that are trying to prove themselves at the major league level, so they're very hungry. They don't give away at bats. They're learning. They're growing. It's very similar to where we were a couple years ago with a lot of young players. And there are certain days you're going to take your lumps. But the A's, especially this group, played very well here the first series at our place. And, you know, I'm telling our guys we need to get after it, you know, against them tonight. The starting pitching that'll come here later in the series. You know, we've seen a lot of Montas, how Blackburn's thrown the ball. So this is going to be a tough series for us. We need to get after them.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, thanks, Vince.
Scott Service joining us, manager of the Mariners. More with Chris Townsend as we send it back to the Bay Area.
And we've got the injury report and the stat of the day next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet.
not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And RingCentral's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. RingCentral. Message, video, phone, together.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Mariznick giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Time now for the stat of the day, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. And when you look at Julio Rodriguez, this guy, wow. American League Rookie of the Month in May. He leads American League rookies in June with 30 hits, 6 dingers, 20 runs, and an OPS of 893. American League rookies with at least 100 plate appearances, he leads with 79 hits in the 12 home runs and 19 steals. The bottom line is this young Mariner outfielder is good. And look out for the Mariners. They've won 7 of their last 9, outscoring opponents 42-23. This is not going to be an easy 4 days up at T-Mobile Park in the Pacific Northwest for the Oakland Athletics. Time now for the injury report, brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Here is Mark Kotze on Jed Lowry and his shoulder.
So Jed had an MRI today, and we're waiting to hear the results. Again, you know, as I talked about yesterday, we're hoping progress that he made would help keep him on the roster. But unfortunately, talking to Jed yesterday, he didn't feel confident with the progress and the strength. So, but we'll know more detail in terms of the MRI results once their doctor's treated.
And one more, VL Machine is back. Machine, love seeing him back. What's his role?
Yeah. I mean, third base, second base, left-handed bat off the bench as well. So we'll utilize him, in his best situations, best matchups.
Good stuff, and also great stuff. A huge win for the A's organization today. Brody Brazil from NBC Sports California will join us next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Well, earlier today on A's Cast Live, Brody Brazil joined us, and we're talking about the big win for the A's as the vote goes their way with the BCDC.
Yeah, and I think that's what didn't give it the sexy factor, right? It wasn't the city of Oakland voting today. Wasn't the county of Alameda voting today. It was the BCDC, and they weren't actually, Townie, to be perfectly accurate, they weren't even voting on the project. They were only voting on the 50-plus acres at Howard Terminal and whether it could basically be rezoned to put a ballpark there instead of having seaport operations like they used to. So long story short, you're right. I mean, if this had gone our way, I think a real strong realization would have been sinking in. So that's why I think it is important to recognize the victory for what it is.
So on your it's going to get done meter, 1 to 10, that Howard Terminal will go, where are you now after this vote? We don't have to sweat it. Where are you now? 10 being we're going there for opening day on 2027, 2028. On your it's going to get done meter, 1 to 10, 10 the best, where are you?
I want to give it higher. I really do. But I think the biggest vote, the biggest decision, the biggest agreement and arrangement has to happen with the city of Oakland. And it's multifaceted. There's already a lot of back and forth. There's been a public advisory vote brought up by a couple city council members that would delay and confuse a lot of people in part of this project, and quite honestly, a lot of the general public. So I'm going to answer your question with probably just a 7 right now, but I'm only trying to be reserved because today was huge. The next one is just going to be more complicated and difficult, but to be honest with you, once that is in place, then I'm ready to give you something like a 9 or more.
You know, the things that we've seen in California, and I think it really started with the Padres and Petco Park when that project got delayed 2 years. We saw how tough it was just to build an arena in Sacramento. Then talking about what the Niners went through all those years, 80s, 90s, and then finally having to do it in Santa Clara. I mean, now with the Rams and the Chargers down in L.A., we have just learned, Warriors in San Francisco, Giants in San Francisco, we have just learned how hard it is to build in California. You guys on NBC Sports California have been doing a great job following this. Just explain to everybody just how hard it is to get everybody pulling on the same rope and to get one of these projects done.
I understand the interests of, you know, the shipping community, and they want to protect, what is their – what has been their home for a lot of years, 1,300 acres of the Port of Oakland. We're literally discussing 50 of Howard Terminal, and it may go down to 40. There's an expanded turning basin that's going to take a bite out of the land at Howard Terminal. We're going to be down to 40 acres of about 1,300 that this ballpark and the project would use. So that's a consideration. I understand not everybody's going to be on the same page, on board. I totally understand it. But I think what was a great analogy that was brought up today is the Warriors and Chase Center. They basically moved into land that's right next door to UCSF, a hospital, right? In South of Market area of San Francisco. And well, even further south of that. But the point is there was a lot of worry. Like when you have 20,000 Warriors fans, is that going to stop an ambulance from getting to the hospital? So, I mean, that's as equal as anybody worried about, you know, a shipping container and a truck to take it off and put it on a truck. I mean, there's a lot of concerns anywhere you go. I think, to your point, things can be overcome. They can be trusted with a lot of research. It just takes time for people to really understand and digest what's possible. It's difficult, but it's creative and it's possible when you actually dive into it.
You know, we're going to have Dave Cavill on tomorrow. Are you guys having him on today?
You know, it's funny. I just got a text before you called that said he will be coming on our show tonight at 6:30.
Yeah, you know, being around it, whether you talk about Mark Bedane, the former president of the Raiders, Rick Welts, the former president of the Warriors, those guys never got close to anything in Oakland. And there's now been a lot of criticism of Dave. You've dealt a lot with Dave. We have never seen an Oakland executive all these years of the three major sports get this close. Have you grown up here, you've grown up watching it, have we ever seen an Oakland executive get anybody this close to getting a new ballpark?
I've never heard it put that way, and you're absolutely right. And part of it is I think the desire has always been to stay. I think the Raiders were pretty much 1.5 feet out the door, and it was like, Oakland, do you want us? Do you want us? Because we're going. And the Warriors were most certainly, you know, bound to leave once they thought San Francisco would be a more lucrative option. And I think the A's honestly embraced, you know, rooted in Oakland was a slogan, and I completely understand that the other talks with Las Vegas and the things that fans hear, it's discouraging. I completely understand it. But the one thing I'll say in defense of the A's as it relates to, you know, maintaining the rooted in Oakland slogan is the amount of money that they've been spending in literally funding an EIR, funding a whole staff of people to do all this research and work with the city and work with the county and work with the BCDC. And a lot of that has gone on behind the scenes. And so people don't see it, so they don't think any work, hard work is actually happening here. Now, granted, you know, the team also puts out talk about Las Vegas, and that is that they're trying to survive in their best interest. But I do, you know, isolated from that, it really is important to see. I mean, more than talk, flat out money has been put into the efforts to try and stay here. And I don't think anything speaks louder than, you know, the reported $2 million a month that they spend trying to stay in Oakland.
Brody was fantastic today, and I know they're doing a bunch of updates on it on NBC Sports California, A's pregame live. I'm sure they'll do some on A's postgame live. Coming up next, it's the Skipper and the Voice right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
On a beautiful Thursday in Seattle, the A's have come to the Northwest, the tail end of this trip for the ball club, first of a four-game series. And, Mark, I know how competitive you are, you just don't like to lose at any time. But the Yankees series, to me, it looked like you guys actually played a pretty good series. How did you evaluate the series there against the Yanks?
Well, I mean, if you look at wins and losses, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't like the losses. No one does. You know, we're here to win baseball games. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to get out of the Bronx with a win. That being said, you know, we had opportunity to get out of the Bronx with wins. And for our ball club, you know, we fell short in, you know, from the offensive side, you know, and from a pitching side. We played pretty good defense, I felt. In New York, and you know, with that being said, we're here in Seattle and looking forward to a four-game set with these guys.
Okay, a lot of news today, and let's start with the fact that Christian Pache has gone down. Jed Lowry's on the IL. Adam Aller goes down. What about Pache and your hopes for him as he goes down to AAA?
Yeah, you know, our hopes obviously is that he goes down and builds his confidence, gets his approach really solidified. And gets back here. Obviously, you know, he's done some great things here. He's helped us win some ball games. His defense is outstanding. And I think right now we're going to focus on getting him his confidence at the plate.
Is it, I mean, it's maybe an oversimplification to say this, but maybe laying off the outside pitches, especially the outside slider from a right-handed pitcher?
Yeah, you know, I mean, all right-handers struggle with that slider. And, you know, maybe it's a little bit more for Posh early going. I have seen Posh make some adjustments, and that's a positive sign. You know, young players making adjustments are always something that we like to see, and I think he'll continue to do that. And you know, for us, you know, his abilities defensively and what he can provide this team out there, you know, obviously are vastly important. But getting him, you know, in a situation offensively that he can also help provide. You know, something is really important.
You know, really a hard worker, right? It looked to me like he never took his offense out to center field with him.
No, you're right. Absolutely right. You know, Potch, even when he ran the bases, he ran them hard. He ran them great. And, you know, he's got a great attitude, a great work ethic, and I'll expect him back here.
What are your hopes for the right-hander Adrian Martinez tonight as he makes his second major league start?
Yeah, you know, Adrian's first start in Detroit was successful. He threw a lot of strikes. You know, hopefully we get him in that situation tonight where he's pounding the zone with that sinker and getting a lot of ground ball outs.
V-Mile Machine is back with the ball club, and he can play a lot of positions, left-handed hitter. What are your plans for him?
Yeah, you know, for Machine, he's done a nice job in AAA. Really successful year offensively, and we're going to bring his bat here. You know, he's going to play some third base, some second base. You know, obviously, he's got a left-handed option off the bench to come in late and pinch hit. So, you know, excited for him. His opportunity is well-earned.
You think with Lowry, the shoulder just wouldn't let him go?
You know, he made some progress initially from the initial injury in Cleveland. And then as he got, you know, some more playing time and using that shoulder a little bit, there was some more fatigue, more soreness, you know, and so we're going to get it looked at, and hopefully there's nothing wrong. You know, we'll take this time to heal him up and get him stronger.
Okay, Townie, that's the skipper. We'll send things back over to you.
All righty, game one of a four-game set up in the Pacific Northwest coming your way next. A's and the Mariners, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Looking good, Mrs. Dubs.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
We need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration, they need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
Red, white, blue, and baseball too. You won't want to miss 4th of July fireworks after the A's game on July 4th.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track over his head and over the wall.
Do you believe that?
Come see your A's take on the Toronto Blue Jays, then head down to the field to watch the post-game fireworks show. Tickets start at just $15. Find your seats at athletics.com. Don't miss the A's July 4th post-game fireworks show presented by 7-Up.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.